الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى.
Previously we had discussed the hadith which appears in Bukhari Sharif also, that a person does not gain closeness, proximity to Allah, that is, becomes a favorite of Allah Ta'ala more than when fulfilling the farais which Allah has made on him. By fulfilling the farais, a person gets the most closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Then he keeps on enhancing and increasing in closeness to Allah until he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, the ears by which Allah hears, hands by which Allah holds, etc. That is, by doing nawafil. And the greatest of all the farais is iman. After iman is namaz. And in namaz, the nawafil, the main particular nawafil are ishraq, chashd, awwabin, and tahajjud. And we had discussed that in detail already. So when a person will do this, he'll become the favorite of Allah. And he'll become the eyes by which Allah sees. That means Allah will control his eyes. He won't look at haram. Allah will control him. Allah will control his tongue. Allah will control his hands and legs. The other correct meaning is Allah will put great barakat in all these things. Whatever he looks at, barakat will be there. Whatever he talks, there will be barakat in his talks also. So just very briefly again to recap, a person who makes his ishraq namaz, and ishraq is between 2 and 4 rakats, he gets the sawab of a complete hajj and umrah. And Allah will see to the needs of his day. And when the sun rises, and on all the precious metals the sun shines, spending that in the path of Allah, more sawab than that person gets. And immediately after a person is finished with ishraq, the time of charge, dhuha, starts already. That's the awwal waqt. The best time is about an hour before zawal time. That is the best time for charge. By making charged namaz dhuha, a person, it is sadaqah for all the joints of the body. There are 360 joints, and we are required in the hadith to give sadaqah for every joint. And by making salatul dhuha, it is sadaqah for all the 360 joints. Then the other nafil namaz is awwabin, which is after maghrib, which is between 6 and 20 rakats. And by making awwabin namaz, a person's sins, even if they are equal to all the form of all the oceans of the world, Allah will make them maaf. A person gets the ibadat of 12 years of ibadat by making, gets the sawab of 12 years of ibadat. To understand that, if a person's salary is, for example, 20,000 rand a month, and just by making, giving extra time, how long it makes to make 6 rakats of awwabin. And really, we are making 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada, which is included in that 6. 2 nafils we are making. Just 2 more sunnah nafils, and it will be done. So how long does it make to make 2 nafil namazes? By doing that, one day, the boss gives you the salary of 12 years. 12 months in a year, 12 times 20, times another 12, he gives you salary so much Allah will give by making awwabin namaz, the ibadat of 12 years of ibadat Allah Ta'ala will give. And by making tahajjud namaz, there are 4 great virtues which are mentioned in the hadith, in one hadith. One, it is qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum, you become a favorite of Allah. The other is da'bu salihin, it is the way of the righteous and the pious people. And the third is manhiyatun anil ithm, it will protect you from committing gunas. By performing our tahajjud namaz, the way of the righteous people, and da'bu salihin qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum and mukaffaratul lisayyatikum, your sins will be forgiven. And by the barakat of tahajjud, Allah will protect you from all sins also. So this we had discussed. Then further to that now, that the intentions that we can make when making nafil namaz. The ulama have written, fuqaha, that in nafil ibadat, we can make as many niyats as we want to. For example, you are making 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz or chashd. You can make as many other niyats. For example, niyat salatu tawbah, salatu al-hajah, salatu shukr. Then for istikhara namaz. Then you are busy making tahajjud, or you are making ishraq, or you are making awwabin, whatever that. You can make niyat of salatu safar also. And also, if that is the occasion, tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wudu. Minimum, at least 8, which comes to my little knowledge, 8 niyats we can make. So you'll make 2 rakats of namaz, and you'll get the sawab of making 8, the 2 rakats. So 8 times 2 is 16. You'll get the sawab of making 16 rakats of namaz. So niyat is very, very important. We are making ishraq namaz, just make your niyat for all this. And the niyat won't take you 5-10 seconds also. But you'll get the sawab as though you made 16 rakats of namaz. Today, who got courage to make now at ishraq time 16 rakats of namaz? You'll just make your 2 rakats or 4 rakats, but by that niyat you'll get that sawab. And niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is better than his amal. When we make niyat that I'll make 2 rakats of namaz, 16 rakats of namaz, our niyat is I'll make them perfect. But when we do them, we know then discrepancies come. We can't make it perfectly. So the niyat of a mu'min is much more better than what his amal is. So we should make niyat of all this. We are making ishraq namaz, chash namaz, awwabin, whatever, make niyat of all this, salatul tawbah, salatul hajj, and this is all very important. Salatul tawbah is such an important namaz, salatul hajjah, salatul shukr, salatul istikhara, if you've got something to make istikhara about, salatul safar, tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wudu, and the namaz you are making, you can make all those niyats. Then also, which we had discussed before, we can make niyat for as many people as we want to in nafil also. As many as you want to include, you can include, and all of them, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says, it is my zawq that all those people will get the full namaz. It won't be divided and shared between them. But each one will get the full namaz, so full sawab. So we can make niyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first and foremost. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, that Allah must pass the sawabs to them also. Then the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Azwaj, Awlad, and the Ashab, the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, all of them also. And then we can make niyat of all the ulama, the fuqaha, muhaddithin, mufassireen, and especially those ulama through whom our knowledge has come to us and our Islam and Iman has come to us, all our asatiza. Then we can make niyat for our families, make niyat for your parents, etc. If you are married, for your wife, the wife makes niyat for the husband, then make niyat for all our parents, our elders, grandfathers, right through till on top, all who are Muslims, we make niyat for all of them. Then our brothers and sisters, our family members, our children, and our progeny that will come till the day of Qiyamah, can make niyat for all of them also. And then for our asatizai kiram, very important, for our mashayikh, and then for all the Muslims, and all the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of them will get that sawab. So just by niyat, where can't a person reach? And also, just like if we are eating 4 or 5 people together from one plate, and one person puts some food in one brother's mouth, he puts in another one, another one, another one, they all will think, see, he's putting in our mouth, let us all put in his mouth. He gave everyone one. All of them, 5 will put in his mouth. So like this, insha'Allah, we make niyat of all these people, we will get the sawab, as though all those people made namaz and they passed the sawab on to us. So by niyat, a person can reach where and where, and Allah has given us the opportunity. Hazrat Maulana Qamarul Zaman Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, said that when a person is young, he's got strength, he can do a lot of amal, but when he gets old, he becomes weak now. He can't do so much amal. So he says, in your old age, take work now from niyat. Just by making niyat, you can get so lot sawab. So make the niyat, inshallah, for all this. So all these things have got great, great value, and we should try and make our namazes also, ishraq, chasht, awwabin, tahajjud, and together with that, make all this niyats. For all this, for all the different namazes, make niyat also, and for all these people also make niyat. According to that, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give a person the reward of it. And in this, in an easy way, a person can become a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. Without any real difficulty and hardship, and a wali in this, according to this hadith that we mentioned at the beginning, Allah will protect us from gunas of the eyes, gunas of the tongue, gunas of the hands, legs, all Allah will protect us. And when Allah's protection is there, what doubt is there that that person will become a wali and complete protection will be. So we should try and do this regularly, inshallah. All should try and read Yasin Sharif now, inshallah.